Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porter with you on this Tuesday morning. Getting into the latest with the Nashville Predators. And to help us do that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in our man, Preds TV analyst Chris Mason, brought to you by Coleman Tractor, Tennessee's largest Kubota dealer. C. Mace, what's going on, brother? How we doing?
What's up, Robbie? Love the energy this morning, buddy. Wow, you're getting me going.
Well, that's what I'm here for. And by the way, Smashville Live with us two tomorrow, Matthew Olivier and Philip Forsberg. So looking forward to that as well from 6 to 7 p.m. here on 102.5 The Game. So I hope you're prepared for a nice Smashville Live as well. See, Mace, we're going to get into a lot with the Predators, but I do want to start with your opinion on this because your former teammate, Shea Weber, is playing in his 1,000th NHL game tonight. And it kind of sucks because it was on schedule last year with the way things worked out to take place here in Nashville, which just would have been amazing if the crowd was there and everything involved with it. Obviously, COVID derailed all that. But just the accomplishment of Shea Weber getting to 1,000 games, what does that mean? How impressive is that from what Shea has done in his career?
Well, man, geez, when I look back at him, I remember I've told this story before about Shea. When he got drafted and he came to camp, and he was on my team in training camp, and I remember watching him, and I was just in awe. Like I was just, he was just so strong and big and confident, and he just looked like he was, you know, he was a man amongst boys. Even though he was a young kid himself, he couldn't grow the big beard back then. And I remember after the second ice time we had the second scrimmage. I called my best buddy on the way home. He played hockey too. He's coaches in the minors now. And I said, remember this name. I'm like, Shea Weber. I'm like, this kid's going to be a star. And he just had all those intangibles. You know what he's like with the media. He's very kind of straight faced and, you know, very direct. And, he's not a media gem by all means, but behind the scenes, he's got such a great personality.
Yeah.
For him to be at 1,000 games the way he plays, like he's been through a lot of injuries. The guy plays the game harder than anybody I know, and he plays it every single game and every single shift. That's the way he plays. But yeah, you're right though, Robbie. That like for it, his COVID has to wreck everything. Could have been his 1,000th game in Nashville. His family would have been there, and you know it would have been a moment. You know, have the cameras right on Shea when they get announced, and I'm sure there would have been a lot of emotion into that game for everybody. You know, all of us included, but what a career. I mean, he's just a natural leader, and the way he plays on the ice and the respect he demands from his teammates and from his opponents as well.
Yeah, and still rolling along at a very high level as well. Montreal off to a great start this year. See, Mace, obviously things did not go the way the Predators wanted them to in Tampa Bay. Penalties continued to kind of rear their ugly head. John Hines, you could sense the frustration in his comments in the post-game press conference last night. What do you think about the penalties that the Predators are taking? Are most of them avoidable, in your opinion? And it's going to continue to be a conversation all year on the penalty kill until it gets fixed. What are you seeing out there right now with that group?
Well, I think, like, last night, there's two that, you know, Cousins' penalty, he touches the puck first and then, you know, Hedman trips over the stick. And then the first one of the game, Tenorti, I think he sticks the stick out, going for the puck, doesn't touch the guy. The guy dies, takes a penalty. But you know what? You're in all these instances, whether they're good calls or bad calls, you're reaching for pucks instead of getting in there and making contact or you know, skating a little, one more striding and getting body position. They're avoidable, and I think that's the frustrating thing for John Hines. And even the ones that if you get the bad call, then you get the other lazy ones, you know, that really end up hurting the team. So, and it just, you know, it just compounds and it just mounts up. So for John Hines, it's a tough situation because, you can show the video, like, guys, you got to stay out of the box and, you know, this and that. And then, you know, you keep taking penalties. I think we've had this issue with this team before, you know, under Laviolette a couple of years ago. And eventually, you got to start handing out punishment. You got to start taking ice time away. You have to make something that's, you know, really going to make the guys be aware of what they're doing with their stick, but you just can't win. You cannot win consistently. You can maybe get a game where, you know, the penalty kill's on and your goalie stands on his head and you beat Tampa because of that. But that doesn't happen every game, you know, especially against teams like that. You can't give them anything. So I did sense the frustration with him last night, in his post game interviews, and I don't blame them because they're handcuffing the team. It's not good. Obviously, when you do that, you're just hurting yourself, and you can't do it against anybody. You know, other teams you can get away with it maybe sometimes, but Tampa Bay, no chance.
So, CMS, we've done some comparing and contrasting today. The top two centers on this team. I mean, I'm watching Matt Duchene out there, and, man, again, another primo opportunity last night, a couple of them, but really the one where he kind of lifts it, you know, and goes back to the bench, and he's clearly, you know, really frustrated right now. And on the other side, you got Ryan Johansson, who just not seeing a lot from recently. How would you evaluate both those guys at this moment?
Well, I think very similar to maybe how John Hines is feeling with his penalty problems. I just, you know, you can go to the analytics. I feel Matt Duchene, every game he's getting chances, okay? Like, he's playing hard, he's getting chances, you know, all those things. It is what it is. But, you know, at a certain time, you know, the production has to come. And I feel if he continues to get chances like that, it's going to come. But, you know, they need it now. They need goals. And same thing with Ryan Johansson. We showed a thing on the broadcast about, you know, the chances created or the expected goals for is one of the big ones. Those guys are up there. You know, they're up there on the team and in the league for creating those types of chances. But, you know, you're paid to score goals. So we got to start seeing production for them. And if this team is going to win or get into the playoffs, they have to have those two guys, you know, scoring. Not just playing well, not just getting chances. You need pucks in the back of the net, you know. So that's it's what have you done for me lately? You know, you can't. You know, there's only so long you can go and just say, well, I'm getting chances, or they're getting chances. Pucks got to start to go.
Preds TV analyst Chris Mace is on the line with us. Brought to you by Coleman Tractor, Tennessee's largest Kubota dealer. C. Mace, Eli Tolvanen finds his way in the lineup last night, gets on the board with a goal to kick things off in the third period. What did you think of Tolvanen in his debut? And do you think the Preds maybe should entertain the idea of keeping him in the lineup and seeing what they have in Tolvanen at this point?
Yeah, you know, I think we've all, since he's been up or had a few games or whatever, I keep waiting. I'm like, all right, Ellie, show me something. I want to see, you know, I want to see all the stuff I saw in the, you know, your Twitter goals in the KHL or, you know, in the Olympics and all that kind of stuff. I want to see that. Never really quite saw it. He's kind of a quiet player, you know, you don't notice him too much out there. It doesn't hurt you, which is good because his defensive play, I think, was the biggest concern when he was a younger man and just coming over here. He's worked on that in Milwaukee, but we saw what a glimpse of what he can do. He doesn't need the puck for long on a stick. There's not many guys that can do that with that shot and that quick release, and that's what we're talking about, you know, Johansson and Duchene in that situation. You know, the goal scorers find a way to put pucks in the net. You know, he comes in and just like snaps. He's got a special shot. And you haven't really seen it too much in his NHL time right now. So there's not many guys like that is the thing. So if you look at the prospects who are, you know, on the taxi squad or even the guys on the roster, there's not many guys that have a shot like he does. So with that game, I mean, depending on who's coming back, Kelly Yarncroke might be coming back too. I don't know if some of the other guys are going to be healthy by then. But, I mean, this is a guy that earned another opportunity. So whether it's next game or, you know, a couple games down the road, I want to see more.
CMS, you guys were talking a little bit about Josi last night on the broadcast and sort of the maybe increased attention on him from other teams. What are you seeing in that regard? You feel like, you know, you win the Norris and you know, teams know that this team doesn't have a ton of offense. Are you seeing more attention on him?
Yeah, I am. I really am. I think, you know, this is how it goes now. Everybody knew he was good before. Everybody knows Ellis is good, but you know, they didn't know, or they didn't maybe think he was the best defenseman in the world. So every time you play the Nashville Predators, the first thing a coach is going to say is this guy all over Roman Josi, 59. Don't let him breathe out there. Give him no space. You know, they'll show clips of what he does, won the Norris Trophy. Everybody in the world knows that Roman Josi is an unbelievable player. He's going to be given the most attention. So I feel like, you know, guys, they're on him quicker. They make a concerted effort to kind of shade over to him a little bit. And when they're in the offensive zone and they're buzzing around, he's still able to do things and generate. And he's just so good that he's able to do that. But it just seems like it's a lot harder. He's going to have to get that going. It's the start of a new season. You know, when you're in the middle of the season, another team could say that, but he's rolling. He's just going to keep rolling. But right now, I just feel like you said, Joe, with the lack of maybe offensive production compared to other years, you know, Roman's a guy that they can pay a special attention to. So just seems like it's a little tougher to get things going sometimes.
Preds TV analyst Chris Mason has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road, brought to you by Coleman Tractor, Tennessee's largest Kubota dealer. See, Mace, appreciate you taking time to join us, and looking forward to joining you on Smashville Live tomorrow, brother.
Awesome, buddy. Thank you, guys. Take care.
Absolutely. Chris Mason, Preds TV analyst, has been our guest. When we come back, we'll continue the discussion on the Preds. Look back to the trip in Tampa Bay, and what more do we need to see out of the two guys Joe brought up there in Ryan Johansson and Matt Duchene? All that coming up next. But first, I have got a word from FanDuel, and you can celebrate the 55th edition of the big game with exclusive 55-1 odds on FanDuel Sportsbook. If you've never tried FanDuel before, new users can bet on either team and get 55-1 odds when Kansas City takes on Tampa Bay. That's right. You can bet $5 and win $275 if you pick the winner of the big game on February the 7th. I may be leaning towards the Tampa Bay Buccaneers right now, but don't take my word for it. Just make sure you get on the app and use it. It's easy to use. They've got fast withdrawals, a range of betting options like player props, futures, whatever bet you're looking for, FanDuel Sportsbook has it. They've even got the multi-game parlays and same-game parlay opportunities for you as well, so you can get a massive payday out of a small debt. So just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and use promo code ROB to get started. That's ROB. FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code ROB. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. New users only. Must wager on designated boost market. Deposit required. Max bonus of $275. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. And for problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.